Okay, let's meet the guys behind one of this year's most unlikely collaborations. One is a Jamaican dancehall star with an unmistakable voice and a string of over-the-top, often risqué hits.
She called me Mr. Bombastic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe.
And, I mean, who could forget this?
But she caught me on the counter,
wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera,
wasn't me.
Yes, that's Shaggy. His partner, well, he's a little more buttoned up.
I'm an Englishman in New York.
I bring you Sting and Shaggy. They just put out the record that no one saw coming.
Don't make me wait.
Don't make me wait in vain.
Love you.
Can't be a big game of last name.
All right, unexpected pairing, maybe, but Sting says it's working for them.
I think, you know, surprise is always the most important element in all music. You don't want to just go with people's expectations. You always want to surprise them.
Have you always approached music that way, Sting?
Always. I mean, I listen to music expecting a surprise within 8 measures. If I'm not surprised, I will go somewhere else.
You see, we're both allergic
to boredom.
To boredom.
We finish each other's sentences as well.
How did these songs happen? How did the writing and the coming together work?
Well, it began with that song. Shaggy sent a demo to me of the song, and I can smell a hit when I hear it. Can you smell something you hear?
He's got a nose for it.
I've had enough. Thank you for correcting me there, Shaggy. We worked on it in the studio together and enjoyed it so much that I thought I'd like to repeat this experience.
Sweet Nightingale, why do you wake me so? Sweet Nightingale, you're telling me something I don't know.
We did 20 songs in about six weeks, which is very unusual.
And it's efficient.
And had a lovely time.
It is efficient because he does music on regular office hours.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, Shaggy, because I read that you had to sort of adapt yourself to Sting's working schedule.
You know, my creative process starts at, like, you know, 2 a.m. with a whole lot of weed.
And what is Sting, like, banking hours and no weed?
We would have a drink at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
But was that hard to be on banking hours and write music at different, you know?
No, it was actually pleasantly fresh to me.
Hmm.
It was new because in the morning when you get up, there's a whole different creative vibe that hits you because your mind is fresh.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Myself, wake up, don't you hear what I say?
One thing these guys do have in common, they're both U.S. immigrants. And on this mostly sunny record, they do share some concerns about how welcoming America is today. Sting grew up in England, but he's lived in New York City for many years. Shaggy moved from Jamaica to New York as a teenager, and he served as a Marine in the first Gulf War.
You seek a visa, you're dreaming of the USA. It's never easy, you're looking for another way.
Dreaming in the USA, it's a love letter to America, and showing that the America of which I fought for, the America of which we fell in love with, is the liberty is a threat.
You moved from Jamaica to Brooklyn as a young man, right, Shaggy?
Yeah.
How quickly were you sent to war?
I came in 1985. I went to the military in 1991, was it?
Yeah. 90?
Yeah, 1991, yeah.
What was it like as a recent immigrant fighting for the U.S.?
Well, you know, I got a scholarship to go to Pratt Institute, and I didn't do it because I just wanted to get out of New York, so I went into the military. Some people go into the military for 20 years and never do a war. I do 4 years and I end up in a war. It's just how luck falls. But I did a lot of growing up in the military. The war actually taught me to not take a lot of things in life for granted. You know, I used to sleep on a cot, and I remember getting up out of my bed many a times and not making it. Now I always make my bed. It's just one of them things that you kind of learn. You know, I used to not like my mother's cooking, and when I was eating meals ready for MREs, it dawned on me how great my mother's cooking was.
They join the army, they're fighting for the USA. Here in the land of the brave and the home of the free.
I wanted to write a love letter to the America that I love. Of course, it's different to the reality of America, which is a total paradox. But the idea is a pure one. And that needs to be protected.
Well, there's one other song I wanted to play. It's called Gotta Get Back My Baby.
I'm sitting here staring at the four walls, thinking, what is it I gotta do?
Get back my baby.
Lonely's taking over now, and my heart's kinda heavy, so I gotta get back my baby. I'm feeling kinda hopeless now. I should've never messed around. You never know what you got till the moment that you lose it.
Shaggy, I gotta ask you, I mean, people who remember It Wasn't Me might consider this a classic kind of Shaggy tune about getting caught cheating. You have to talk your way out of it. Is that a topic you kind of like writing about?
What made you think I wrote that one, man?
I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't Sting. It was not Sting who wrote
Shaggy,
that.
Shaggy, that sounds like you.
Yeah. I wrote that song, and I like to write song that is relatable. And in any relationship that you have, that we sometimes make mistakes.
I mean, Shaggy's really good at writing these moral parables, you know, these sort of morality plays. At first listen, they sound kind of racy, but then you listen to the lyrics and he's actually being quite moral.
Sting, I've read a review of this album that said you sound less serious than usual, like you are just having fun. Is there anything to that?
I think so. I think Shaggy's spirit is very engaging. And it released a lot of pressure off me, actually. You know, sharing the load on an album, it's a wonderful luxury. And so, yeah, I think there's something in that. Although, you know, there are serious issues within the music, but we've chosen to present them in a way that is attractive and optimistic. And it's not an angry record.
Well, this may be an odd couple, but feels like it was a marriage made in heaven musically in many ways. It sounds like you guys are having a good time.
Well, we haven't got married, but, you know, although our wives are beginning to suspect something.
Guys, lots of fun talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the record.
Bye.
All right, boss.
Shaggy and Sting, their new album is called 44 to 876.